This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I got to tell you, you have to be loving life right now as a conservative. You have to be. See, let me tell you where we were eight short years ago. We were waking up to an America where we lived in sheer terror. We didn't know what Barack Obama was going to do. The difference between the left waking up in sheer terror every day since Donald Trump's election is the country is doing better. Now, we're not covering that because the left are going to chase their conspiracies and we're going to get into this stuff. But we woke up to terror, and we continue to live in that terror. And when I talk about the terror, let me explain what I'm talking about. I'm talking about no matter where you wake up in America, you're less safe. Now, you say, oh, no, Kevin, I live in the suburbs of blankety-blank, or I live out in rural this, that, or the other. Wherever you may live, I promise you, you're less safe. You may not deal with black teen thugs. You may not deal with MS-13 gangs. But this country is slowly becoming less safe. Well, I shouldn't say slowly. It's become quickly less safe. You've got Muslim crazy people operating in every one of our states with plans to attack and to kill us. If you happen to go into the city, say you want to go to New York and catch a play, you better stay in the confines of a very safe, small area. Pick your city. Doesn't matter where it is. You're going to catch a ball game. You're going to catch a play. You're going to have dinner. You're less safe. But worse than that, you're not only less safe, your money's less secure, and on and on. That's the way it was under Barack Obama. You're going to get taxed. They're going to spend it. They don't care what you want, whether they spend it on the nonsense of climate change or they spend it on Pookie and his 13 kids by 8 different girls. It doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do. So now you wake up to sanity. You now wake up every morning knowing you've won. The nation has won. You're winning in jobs. Are they reporting this amazing unemployment number? Let me tell you, at the rate that Trump is going, you may end up with negative unemployment, the way they calculate. And I hope he turns it back, you know, to where it's normal. And he says, you know what, the real unemployment rate is 6%, but if we calculated it under Obama, it was 14.3%. Let's deal with real numbers. So whether it's his policy towards bringing jobs back to America, or it's his foreign policy that says I'm going to protect America and our borders or whatever, every single day he's winning. So using that as an example, the unemployment, you're at 4.4%. If you look at the debt, it did not reach a trillion. I was talking to one of my friends who's a pretty smart guy in finance, and I'm telling him, do you understand why it didn't reach a trillion? And he's like, well, I don't know that. You know, I said, yeah, because you're for Obama, you hate Trump, but you haven't even researched why it didn't hit 20 trillion. Remember, that was the number we were going to poke through very quickly. We haven't done it yet, have we? Because we've actually been reducing the debt. What do you think is going to happen next to our credit rating now that we have a person who understands a balance sheet and an income statement? You think it's going to stay double A? What do you think it's going to do? It's going to be better. All of these things are better. Our foreign policy is better. We've got a better relationship with China than we've ever had. We're putting the trade imbalance back into perspective and back into order. We're talking about NAFTA with both Mexico and Canada. Both of them have had to come back to drawing, but Canada's mad because we put a tariff on their wood. But what can they do about it? We've got an $11 billion trade deficit. What are you going to do? You're not going to trade with us, Canada? Go find another client. Hey, Africa's got, it's a big continent. Ship your lumber over there. Mexico, we've got a $56 billion trade deficit. Did Barack Obama ever address that? I dare any leftist to go find out. If Barack Obama said, you know what, this is weird that we continue to run these deficits and we don't seem to care. Right there, $67 billion of deficit. No care in the world. China, $347 billion trade deficit, and nobody says a word. We're not talking drop, you know, pocket change here. We're not talking rounding errors. $347 billion a year. That's $1 trillion every 3 years that we are in debt. I mean, that we build up in trade deficit with China. You think their economy wants to have $1 trillion every 3 years from us as a deficit? Of course they do. So what happens there? The Chinese say, hey, you know what? We're going to jump on board. And what does that force the Russians to do? Lavrov just came to D.C. to meet with Trump. The media has agreed. You know what? There's been a thaw in the relationship with Russia. This media has tried to make Russia the bad guy. When I grew up, Russia was the bad guy because they were the bad guy. We were fighting a Cold War against them. Reagan ended it. But did we really end it? The answer is no, because we've had all these leftist presidents, it didn't matter whether they were R's or D's, that said, let's demonize somebody. And they want to convince you they're demons. Look, I'm not telling you Putin's a good guy. He's not. I don't think he is. He runs a country, and he was head of the KGB. And let me tell you, he's cracked a lot of skulls. But he runs their country, and the people of Russia are good people. That's what I was asked the other day when I was flying next to a lady, what did I like most about Mexico? I said, the people. Not the politicians, but the people. You go there, they're very friendly. They want to help. Most people in most countries want to be friendly to the United States. Why? Because they want to be here. They know what we represent. Now, they may criticize our government, but they still want to be here. I criticize the Mexican government. I don't want to be in Mexico. I criticize the African governments, whether you pick your poison. They're full of corruption, etc. I criticize them. I don't want to live there. I criticize European governments. I don't want to live there. But I can criticize this government, and I want to be here. And I want it to be a government that we control, that we run. And that's what we're trying to shoot for. That's what all this is about. This isn't a game to me, and I doubt if it's a game to you. It may be funny at times, but it's not. So anyway, what have we been talking about? Comey, Comey, Comey. All kinds of stuff. And there's lots of interesting takes on things. I got a clip of Limbaugh. I don't listen to Limbaugh's show, but he gave some interesting commentary on what it's all about in terms of Comey essentially saying, telling Trump three times, you're not under investigation by the FBI. So Donald Trump took that as his opportunity to fire him. Good for Donald Trump. You guys got my commentary on that. I think Comey's a hack. He's a political hack. He's trying to play a political chess game against a guy who really knows how to play. Or I should say political poker. And unfortunately, Comey wasn't packing the cards, or he didn't have the cards in his hand that he needed to defeat Donald Trump. But Trump did. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with me. We'll be back in just a bit. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Jackson Radio Show.
Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. Well, the three people in the world today who defend the president on covering up his 2016 involvement with Russia are Russians. Two of them, Foreign Minister Lavrov and Ambassador Kislyak, huddled with Trump today, and the only media person allowed in the room was from TASS, the Moscow news agency. The other Russian defending Trump was back in Moscow. That would be Vladimir Putin himself. The rest of the world, if you check the world headlines, see it clearly. Trump was under investigation by the FBI director. Trump fired the FBI director. What else do you need to know? Today's New York Times ran the banner right across the top of front page. Page one, Trump fires Comey amid Russian inquiry. But the cover-up continues. The stand-in White House press secretary said today that it wasn't President Trump who called for Comey's firing. It was Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. That is not true. It was President Trump who called those two men over to his office and then told them, he, their boss, the President of the United States, wanted Comey fired. When Rosenstein agreed with him, Trump asked him for a letter to state that. He's not making this clear, is he, Trump? What happened? How it happened? Trump hates the straight reporting of what he's doing. Hates the fact that public servants like Sally Yates and James Comey are not puppets on a string. I have enough faith in this country's public servants to expect more firings, a lot more firings. And that's Hardball for now. Thanks for being with us. All In with Chris Hayes starts right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Now, you notice how Chris Matthews, with vitriol, Trump, you notice how Trump, he doesn't say President Trump. He would never do that with Obama. Never. Now, look, I don't care. When it came to Obama, I didn't say President Obama. I just said Obama. But I'm not the one sitting on national TV every day talking about these guys and supposedly respecting the office and all the other nonsense they claim. But what's interesting about Matthews is what he's butthurt about. First thing he says is, well, he has this meeting with Lavrov, the Russian, and no media is allowed except the Russian media. And see, that's what I tell you. It's so funny to me when the media get butthurt. They're butthurt because Donald Trump is making moves that says, I don't need you. That meeting was huge. I'll put this in perspective. If Donald Trump, and I mean, I'm not saying he would do this, but if he said, I'm going to let Fox and I'm going to let the Russian TASS media into this meeting, Fox would be, that the ratings for Fox would go through the roof. Trump knows this. He can pick and choose. I'm convinced. I'm telling you guys right now, at some point, I'm going to get very close to this administration and get the Tea Party community doing this. So my hope is that, we'll be able to make that happen. But anyway, the point is Donald Trump runs the media. And Chris Matthews is obviously, he's butthurt about it. Because, there are two Russians. There are three people that care that Comey got fired, Trump and then these two Russians. They are trying to connect these dots. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Chris Matthews, the leftist media, wants to make a connection. There is no connection. They know it. They're going to beat the drum as long as they can. But let me tell you, all Trump has to do is just keep performing, keep dismissing him. I'll play a clip in a bit on what Limbaugh's theory is around this, but I want to continue this for a bit. So Chris Matthews says Trump's under investigation. Now, what I'm about to say next, I haven't verified, but again, Limbaugh said it. I didn't read the letter. I was traveling when a lot of this stuff occurred, so I'm just kind of digging it out. So in full disclosure, I haven't tried to figure this out yet. You guys are just as up to speed or can get up to speed just as quickly, but here's what I'll tell you. Supposedly, Comey says three times to Donald Trump, you're not under investigation. Yet, Chris Matthews continues to say Trump was under investigation by the FBI. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know Hillary Clinton was under investigation by the FBI. Let me tell you why these guys keep saying this, even though I now believe it's not true. Unverified, but how would I know? Other than Trump saying three times, I'm not under investigation by the FBI. It's because they know that's the thing that sort of brought Hillary down, is the fact that she was under investigation. So they've got to put that specter on Trump. In 2020, you got to understand the strategy of the Democrats. They're not just playing for today. They're playing for the future. So if they can say that Trump was under investigation and make it stick, make the people believe that that was the case, when it comes around to 2020, especially now that Comey's been fired, that's going to be the specter. That's why they keep going with this. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, despite having not anything to support any allegation that they have, other than somebody had a meeting with this, that, or the other, they proclaim that this move by Trump was meant to thwart the investigation that Comey had inside the FBI. Now, let's use a little bit of common sense. We have what's called a succession plan. No matter what you're doing. In a business, for example, there's a CEO, CFO, COO, etc., CIO, presidents and other officers, board of directors, etc. One of the first things that you do in your business is you have a succession plan. Whether it's the FBI, there's the director of the FBI. There's the assistant director of the FBI, and so on. And all the way down, president, vice president, secretary of state, blah, 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 or house, speaker of the house, etc. They're all there. There's a succession plan. There's a succession plan for the FBI. To hear the liberals talk about it, the leftists, you would think that Donald Trump fired the entire FBI. You're all gone. If there's an investigation for Trump that's ongoing by the FBI, he didn't stop it. There's nothing's changed. He got rid of the top guy. Now, what's interesting, curiously interesting, you can mix them up and match, is that the left don't care anything about Comey. They wanted him fired. I've said to everybody who's willing to listen, we wanted him fired. they wanted him fired. How Comey kept his job, I don't know. So I listen to him give answers, and I say to myself, that's the biggest crock of you-know-what. I would have fired the guy right after the meeting, or I would have fired him then or there. Oh, he can't do it. Yeah, he could. Donald Trump could fire the FBI director. He's not in an elected office.
Oh, he's put there for 10 years,
and he can be let go anytime during that tenure. Now, if it can't be done under, you know, suspicious things, and so as a Dershowitz or somebody said, Trump cannot put somebody in there who's going to carry the bag for him. Let me tell you something. If he puts a conservative in there, and I'll use Trey Gowdy as an example, anybody that thinks that Donald Trump is going to be able to corrupt Trey Gowdy to say or do the things that he wants him to do because he appointed him, it's ridiculous. So I go back to all of these, the things that the left, they wanted him gone, Trump makes him gone, now they don't want, now suddenly it's a horror. He's doing it because he's trying to thwart the system. We've had people comparing this to Watergate. And the very same people who would not even acknowledge that Hillary Clinton put her server in her bathroom, had a private team that worked on it, that had classified information going back and forth, that we know at this point has been hacked, emails hacked, had things from her assistants going to her, Huma Abedin going to her husband Anthony Weiner. Hillary Clinton has even given her maid, can you get this information for me? Rosa, you remember that? One of my callers, we'll play that clip coming back in, talked about Rosa. So the point is, they can see all this conspiracy, but they can't see the very conspiracies that they create.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Two things. One, did everybody forget that Mrs. Clinton was asking, Rosa, would you pick up the emails or the copies that I'm sending to you through my server? Is she cleared to pick up classified stuff? And the second one, because I'm old, I forgot. I'll have to call back. Have a good day. I love your show. Oh, I remember. Tell Tucker, because he was talking last night with somebody about the person that let that illegal drunk out of the back door. Let him know that it was the judge that let that illegal out, because she didn't want him to go to jail. I believe that everybody that judge overseen on judgment should all be cleared, especially if they're drunk driving. Thank you. Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. One of my favorite callers calls in quite often, but she's right. She nailed it on Rosa having access to Hillary Clinton's emails. And again, Comey did nothing. You know what I want to do, though, this segment? I want to break the monotony a little bit, and I want to play a couple of callers and let people hear what other people say about the show. But I really want to go after a guy who has decided to call me out. And I just find the whole conversation funny, because when he started listening to the show, he seemed to be he seemed like he was kind of cool with everything I was doing. And then suddenly he no longer likes me. So let me play a clip that when he first started hearing my show. Here's what he had to say, and his name is Doug.
Kevin, Doug, good show today. Hey, about Hillary, I'm kind of an empathic kind of guy, and empaths usually have a way of knowing who's lying, and I guarantee you, every time you talk about Hill, she just makes my skin crawl, and it's okay. I can't stand her voice either, but if I have to see her, it just makes my skin crawl. And so the less of her talking on the radio would be a thumbs up. And I like NWA. That's a copy.
Now, I'm not going to disagree with Doug. I get tired of Hillary Clinton as well. But she is in the news. She's relevant. From time to time, you need a reminder of why you fought so hard against her. So, but I agree. Doug and I can agree that too much Hillary is certainly not going to be for a good show. But she's certainly somebody we need to talk about until we can marginalize her, until she is no more. But then he goes on, and he calls me the next day, and he talks about Cinco de Mayo. And here's what he had to say.
Kevin, Doug, awesome. Keep it up. Check it out. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Man.
Now, I play these clips in their entirety because I don't want people thinking that I cut them in any way. But then we had this shift from Doug. I don't know why, but he decided he was going to get after me. So here's what he, and to be honest with you, he says I'm not a conservative. That was Doug's beef. It's about a two-minute clip, but you'll find that it's pretty interesting. And I'm going to respond back to Doug, who now says he no longer listens to my show. Now, I want you to understand this is all in the period of about 3-4 days that Doug has gone from being sort of okay with my show to finally chastising me beyond belief.
KJ.
Yeah.
That's Doug.
Okay.
Now, I'm up here in Oregon.
Good for you.
And I have a lot of problems up here.
Yeah,
you do. Because it's situated between California, Brown, and Brown up here, and Inslee up in Washington.
Thanks for the geography lesson.
You say you're a conservative.
I do.
And I don't see it.
Oh,
matter
really?
Of fact, when every time you talk about Chinese, dude, you're a leftist.
Really?
You talk about
Chinese
being a... talking about the left and how you're going to talk about pathological...
Get it out.
Dude, now you're a doctor.
Dude.
You're no Ben Carson.
I know.
You're
Kevin
not.
Jackson.
You've seen...
Yeah.
Brain operations. Have you?
I have.
Oh, now you're condoning violence in a... dude.
Yeah, dude.
Who are you? I'll debate you any time.
Okay, then do it.
Do you even have a program director?
What does that matter?
You know, and I love money, you know.
Really?
But not as much as you do.
Okay, well, I didn't know we had degrees.
You have to get real.
You're
just a worm and a tool.
I'm a worm and a tool?
In prison, they call you a toad.
In prison,
you
call me a toad?
And you talk like you know a lot.
You talk like you know
really,
a lot about prison.
You don't have to profess what you don't know.
Really? Thank you, Doug.
And obviously, you're not conservative.
I'm not, okay.
You're just a teabag.
I'm a teabag.
I'm sorry that...
Don't be sorry.
You...
Get it out, Doug. Come on.
You're doing violence. And I'll tell you.
We're back to violence?
You put your chicklets in front of me, you're going to find out what's going on.
Really?
Because I can debate you anytime.
Oh, okay, with your mouth.
Because I doubt if you've been anywhere.
Oh, okay.
I've been there.
Where have you been?
Southside. East St. Louis. Camden.
Doing what? Driving
when
through?
When they say, brother.
Brother.
You need 100 armors and 30 cars. That's the truth.
Ooh, Doug knows the truth.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm calling up the radio station and saying, you're a worm.
You do that, Doug. I had to give commentary as that was going on because it's just too precious. Doug says, up here in Oregon... As if, like, his problems are unique to him. Up here in Oregon. Look, you're in a terrible area, you know, in terms of, like, if you're a conservative in Oregon, you've got your issues. I don't know that Doug's a conservative. He says that he doesn't see me as a conservative. Why? Because you talk about the Chinese. Okay, what am I saying about the Chinese? I'm talking about the Chinese in the sense of trade. I'm talking about the Chinese in the sense of being part of the global community. I don't talk about China as if it's an amazing... I mean, I think China is an amazing place to visit. No question about it. If you've ever been, let me tell you, you're going to come back mind blown. You're talking about a civilization that's thousands of years old compared to the America where we're hundreds of years old. Thousands of years old. These people have history that just is amazing. And the things they've done with that history is, quite frankly, fascinating to me. Maybe Doug doesn't think so. Too busy eating Cheetos and picking lint out of his navel. But now he says he's no longer going to listen to me. And by the way, I've got 4 or 5 messages from Doug. Love your show. Love your show. Great, 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 great. I don't know if this is a lesson for we don't always have to agree. I don't know what made Doug. I'll be honest with you. I think Doug's got a problem. Okay, I don't want to say that, but out to everybody. So don't let Doug know. But I think he's got a problem. It was kind of a rambling message. You know, I've never been on drugs, and I've only dealt a little bit with it. I have one friend who was strung out on drugs, and I helped him through that. So I don't deal a lot with people on drugs, but I will tell you, I sort of think Doug's on drugs. Hope Doug can get some help. Because he says... that I'm not a conservative and that it's the deal with the Chinese. It was so rambling. What do you do with that? How do you deal? Look, Doug, you listen to the program. I don't know what this fighting thing is. I'm a fighter. I know how to fight. But I'll tell you this, I don't want to. But I will debate. I'll debate any issue. And Doug, if you are still listening to the program, which I know you are, so don't try to front. But when you want to, I'm happy to debate you. Just be, try to keep your thoughts, concise and to the point. I couldn't really make out what your beef was with me. I really couldn't. Other than China, I couldn't make it out. I'm trying to, because I think this should be enlightening for all of us. But here's what I want to say to the audience. Everybody doesn't agree with me. Doug is obviously one of them. But what's funny, Doug agreed with me and, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. This happened within a week that Doug decided he was going to let me go. Well, I don't know where you're going to go, Doug. I don't know who you're going to listen to that you feel like you can get better commentary. It is out there. There's some good commentary. But I don't understand what your beef is. And I think, I'm really trying to figure it out because I think that I can do myself and the audience a service by saying, what is your issue? How am I not conservative? I would love for somebody to tell me, Kevin, you don't show conservative values with this or that. And for the record, I don't believe that there is such a thing as conservative versus liberal versus that. I believe we are who we are. We form our ideas based on those experiences, the nature nurture thing. And that's how we get wired. And once you wire in a particular way and you've been discerning, which I have in my entire life, my degrees are in logic. And then I apply that to my own state of being, if you will. Then I think that I've proven that I have a pretty good idea of what conservatism is, if you want to box it in that way. But, I talk about various issues that people don't always agree with me on. I don't believe drugs, for example. My attitude about drugs is I don't give a crap what you do with your body. You want to take drugs, take them. I don't think the government should be involved in that. Does that make me a conservative or a libertarian? Who cares? Anyway, Doug, feel free to call back and we'll debate.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I'll tell you this. I won't tell you I was a fan of Donald Trump, because I certainly wasn't. I respected Donald Trump in the sense that he's a business guy that had to get out there and slug it out and figure out his, you know, how to get his piece of the pie. And he's done a pretty good job of that. Certainly better than 99.99% of the world, because to become a billionaire, it just takes a lot of work. It takes a drive that people, that I would say, again, 99.99% of the people don't possess. I know when I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. I remember making it to that mark and going, you know, a while back and going, woohoo, I made it. And then thinking, wow, why am I struggling so hard to stay a millionaire? And that is, as I said, I've always been a conservative. But when you start getting money and making a lot of money, you really understand the problem. You become like, God, I'm working hard to, it seems like the harder I work, the less I get. And so then you get really upset because you start seeing people who work less and get more. And you're like, aha, I see what's happening here. And then you want to fight the power. Not to go all NWA on you. That's Negroes with Attitude, a band, a rap group that had a song called F the Police and all that. Well, you start thinking in that way, like, screw the government. You know, these guys are helping everybody. I'm out there working, trying to put kids through school and braces and sports programs and all this stuff. And every time you turn around, money's getting just sucked out of you little by little. A few dollars here, a few tens of dollars here, a few hundreds of dollars here, and even a few thousands of dollars here. And suddenly you go, I just work to be a cog in the wheel of government. And that's not fair. Because it's very difficult to save up for family vacations when you have four kids. You know, three kids, two kids. Putting them through college. And that becomes a ruse. You got to put them through college. But how many folks, think about this, how many people save, you know, their entire lives, you know, 20 years, so they can put their kids through college? And then the kids go, I don't want to go, or they squander it. You know, they drop out after the first year or do whatever. And the money's just wasted, $40,000, you know, tens of thousands of dollars every year. Or they go to college and get some stupid degree that you go, I didn't agree to that. I'm saving $100,000 a year. If you go get a degree that will recover that and get it back to me. We make investments in our children. We make investments, supposedly, in this country with the idea it's going to pay off. We make investments in government so that that government will run efficiently and effectively and pay us back in the way of ease of you know, making it easier for us. But that didn't happen. How much money did we invest in Obama? And I'm talking about with his quantitative easing and all these other things. We invested and we got nothing. We got a worse health care system. We have the worst school system. We have a criminal justice system that nobody still trusts. We have strife at every level, whether it's black against white or cops against black people or whatever, us against China, us against Iran, us against the Middle East, you name it. We have strife and we invested tons of money and got nothing for it. And so you get a person that comes in like Trump, who, by the way, I'm really beginning to admire. I'm beginning to admire Trump's strategery. To use the fake Bush word, in dealing with the left. And Rush Limbaugh highlights it when he talks about how Trump sort of played a game on the left. And I want to play this clip and then we'll discuss it a little bit more.
Hi, friends, this is great. I have been laughing all morning long. I've been laughing starting with last night. Can we agree that Donald Trump is probably enjoying this more than anybody wants to admit or that anybody knows? So he fires Comey yesterday. Who's he meeting with today? He's meeting with the Soviet, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. I mean, what an epic troll this is. The Democrat Party is going bananas, completely, totally unhinged, on the road to literal insanity. Do you realize? Let me say what's happened here. The Democrat Party has once again thrown Hillary Clinton overboard. Hillary Clinton is the most cheated on woman in America by people in her own party, and it's happened again. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, stand by. I'm going to explain all of this. But they have just chosen sides, and once again, Hillary gets thrown under the bus. And not only that, the Democrats are rolling that bus backwards and forwards. She's finished. She's over with. The Democrat Party and the media have made it clear that she is fodder. She is irrelevant here. It's amazing. 2 days ago, they were all talking about how Comey needs to be fired because of how mistreating he was to Hillary. And the Hillary people were running around claiming that Comey is a bad guy. And now Comey gets fired, and all of a sudden, They do a 180.
Well, welcome back, everybody. That was Rush Limbaugh. And normally I don't, you know, play other people radio shows on mine, but this clip came up through Real Clear Politics, and they were talking about how Limbaugh sort of exposed what the real secret was here. And that part's pretty standard, right? They were for Comey. They wanted him fired. Then they suddenly Trump fires him, and then now they're mad at Trump. And it just goes to show you how the left behaves, how they are, you know, they can want something, and if the wrong person does it, well, then they no longer want it. So I'll give you an example. Barack Obama, he wanted border security. They were all for it. But Trump wants border security. They're all against it. Don't believe me. Here's Maxine Waters talking about it herself.
Oh, it's classified and we can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
That was Congresswoman Maxine Waters criticizing now former FBI Director James Comey after a closed briefing on Russia's interference in the U.S. election. It took place just 1 week before the president took office here at the White House. For more, I want to bring in the Congresswoman herself, Maxine Waters, who is joining me now. Congresswoman, we appreciate your time. You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI director.
No, I do not necessarily support the president's decision. If the president had not gone all over the country praising him about the way he handled Hillary and the emails, if the president said he had confidence in him, if the president had not said he was a part of his team.
But Congresswoman, I understand that in the past he was praising him, but if you said that FBI Director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, then President Trump made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily.
Doesn't get much more clear than that, folks. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Maxine Waters. For Trump, he's danged if he does, danged if he doesn't, because she's not going to agree with him. And it all points back to what? These old mean-spirited Russians. And there's nothing there. When we started that clip, she's mad at Comey because she sat in the classified briefing where Comey explained there is nothing to do with the Russians with Trump. I go back to what I said before, and what the point Limbaugh was trying to make. Well, and I didn't do the whole clip, but the point he was making is that Donald Trump is setting these fools up. So not only does he fire Comey, who's supposedly heading this Russian investigation, he has Lavrov in his office within a day. So he says, all right, do you want to bring this Russian conspiracy to full circle? I'll fire Comey or bring Lavrov in and you can go talk about it. Now, I'm going to tell the Democrats, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to tell these leftist morons, you're making a huge mistake. What I was alluding to when I said I'm really beginning to respect Donald Trump is his ability to play chess and his ability to play poker. And this is one of these instances where he's doing both. Poker is a game of bluffing. And he does that with the world stage. And by the way, he doesn't have to bluff. Trump always has the best hand, and he's going to win the flop. It's just the case. That's what it is. But when it comes to playing chess, what he's doing right now with this whole Russian thing is he's setting the Democrats up, and they are taking the bait. I don't know what information Donald Trump has access to. As a president, he's got access to a lot. And now that he's draining the swamp, you can bet something's afoot. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you as a strategist, I see something developing. You don't poke the tiger, or poke the kitten, which is what the leftists are, without having some end game in mind. And Donald Trump has an end game in mind, and the left are going for it. And now, part of it is just they're going after Trump no matter what. Eventually, when jobs kick in and money starts flowing and people are happy again, and you forget Obama, they're going to be in big trouble anyway. So 2018 is coming. We'll see what happens.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.